This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it's already midweek. It's Wednesday, the 6th of August, 2003. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We have several guests coming up as well, and a lot of your calls. The evidence is coming out that the bombing in Jakarta was another globalist operation. Again, the Saudis are saying the British are carrying out the bombings in Saudi Arabia to destabilize the country so they can create a crisis to offer their New World Order solution. The evidence shows that that is indeed a fact, the preponderance of the evidence. New information is coming out about the original Bali bombing last year and the fact that the British and U.S. government were there carrying the bombings out. There's a new DARPA program. You thought total information awareness was bad. You thought the insider trading betting on dead U.S. soldiers was bad. Well, there's a new agency. I mean, that's all basically DARPA does is pure evil, folks. I mean, I've been down at the UT psychology department, and basically 90% of the place is run by DARPA, and there's DARPA mind control operations going on in plain view that aren't even classified, folks. This stuff isn't even classified. It's just, I mean, I'm down there shooting video for a War on Drugs film with one of my friends using the facility because it's got great hallways and backdrops. And there's DARPA documents everywhere about mind control, and there's posters on the walls about mind control. And the whole place is funded by the Department of Defense. And if you want funding, well, you work for them. And it's the same with every major university, but wait till you hear about the new, and that's right, mind control agency. They've already put five of these in airports. Boston Logan was the first last year. And it will beam your mind. It will read your mind, they claim, and then, well, it'll be part of freedom to have the government hitting you with different types of waves to make sure you're all good. We've talked about how they can do this with the cell towers, and that's admitted. They have different radio frequency arrays. They admit they have military Humvees mounted, but not just microwave guns, but ultra-low and different type frequencies for mind control. This is all coming out publicly now by these psychopaths, and we'll be discussing it here on the show as well. So, big show lined up for you today, and I hope that everybody will stay with us. We're also going to take your calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And we'll also get you up and on the air, but I'm going to try to go to your calls quickly, and I'm going to try to limit the callers to about 1 minute. Ask your question, make your point, and I'll try not to interrupt you, and then we're going to move on because we're ending a lot of these shows with people on hold, and I want to try to cycle through the calls a little bit quicker. And when I say that, I'm chastising myself more than the listeners. So 1-800-259-9231. And you'll definitely want to visit PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com today, freshly updated. By tomorrow, I'm going to be launching Order Out of Chaos, Paul Joseph Watson's new book. Need to get Paul on the show. and that covers government-sponsored terrorism, order out of chaos, government-sponsored terrorism. And we're going to be interviewing the Barnes Review about a big story they've broken about talking point memos to the media about lying about the Iraq war. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, my friends, we have a big show lined up for you today. Every single day, every single week, the evidence just pours out of how criminal and how ruthless the globalists are, the worldwide crime syndicate known as the New World Order. I mean, this morning I was in the shower and I was thinking about all the news articles where the police admit they frame people and how state and city and county and federal crime labs admittedly frame thousands just in each agency, and how they run murder for hire, and how the government ships the drugs in, and all the times they've been caught doing it, and all the people they framed. And I think about how deadly the vaccines are, and the biological testing they've done on our troops and on U.S. cities, and it's all admitted but played down in the back of the newspaper, in the back of the magazine, or buried it at 3 in the morning on some news channel. And we had calls yesterday from listeners, several on-air, several off-air, and a bunch of emails of folks that were watching CNN and Fox yesterday early in the morning after there had been a bombing in Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. And they talked about how the U.S. Diplomats and U.S. employees had been told to pull out 4 hours before. Well, I had no way of confirming this. I was getting emails, I was getting calls about it, but here it is now in Reuters and Sky News and in other Asian papers. And, of course, the feds were on the ground within minutes, just like the Bali bombing. But with the Bali bombing, 2 weeks before, they had specifics of the attack, and our government told the Bali's government and told the Taiwanese government, this has been in the mainstream papers, like the Straits Times, not to warn anyone, not to tell the American people or the Australians or anybody else to let the bombing go forward. Now, Indonesia has a long history of being in the globalist hip pocket. There are confirmed admitted cases where our government would carry out bombings and then blame it on the leftists or on the nationalists or on the communists, anybody who wasn't for being a vassal state of the global empire would be blamed for a bombing. And this is admitted now by our government. This is mainstream news. Same thing went on in Vietnam. The communists would blow stuff up and blame it on us, and we'd blow stuff up and blame it on them. And they've taken a real-life story of that and put it into fiction, as they do a lot with the Graham Greene novel, The Quiet American, made a movie out of that. It's, you ought to see it, folks. But the point is that this is how it's done. This is 101, okay? And we're so naive, and we just sit here and deny it. But the Indonesians were very good at it. They'd bomb something or kill somebody, kill one of their police captains, and then go round up 100,000 people and kill them and put them in mass graves. I mean, it was a great little system. And it's going on again. I mean, it's going on in Bali. It's going on in Jakarta, over in Indonesia, where the globalists run things totally. And it's happening again. So remember that article from yesterday out of the London Guardian. Saudis accuse British staff of destabilization campaign. British embassy staff in Riyadh have been accused by the Saudi Arabian authorities of coordinating a campaign of anti-Western terrorist bombings in the kingdom. The Guardian has learned the accusations that the British embassy in Riyadh coordinated the bombings to destabilize the Saudi regime is the latest and most bizarre piece of information to escape the pall of secrecy behind which the Saudis have been conducting legal proceedings against seven Westerners who they say have been tortured into making false confessions. So, now I said day one before this story ever broke that that the evidence is it was the British doing this. And remember, the last place to get bombed in Saudi Arabia was owned by the Carlyle Group. They just sold it but still managed it. And everybody but the maids and security were on a junket. Hundreds of employees out of this big building were just all gone because they live there and work there. Bottom floors are the office, and the upper floors is where they live. They just so happened to be out of the country, and people looked at when they'd last done this. It was about 2 years ago. So, you know, you look at that, and then you look at who stands to gain and who created Saudi Arabia, the British. You start adding all this together. But here it is. So you have that going on, and then there were four blasts, eyewitnesses say. The eyewitness described four separate blasts at the JW Marriott Hotel in Megan Kunanjian Business Complex in Kunjan, South Jakarta. On Tuesday, I was going to take some pictures after the first blast when suddenly the second blast hit after about 10 minutes. The second was the largest of the four, a journalist told the Jakarta Post. He said the second blast was the one that caused the crater in the hotel's restaurant. I saw a hole in the floor of the restaurant going through to the basement. I also saw two smaller explosions on upper floors of the hotel, he said. An eyewitness report of four blasts, at least two of which took place on the upper floors of the Marriott Hotel. Other media is talking about just one car bomb. Well, that's how it always works. The globalists will have the diversionary car bomb go off so they can grab a single patsy, because a single person couldn't plant military-grade plastics inside. the bombs go off. Same thing happened in Bali. Same thing happens in Saudi Arabia. Same thing happens in Oklahoma City. It's the same people, folks. And this is out of Jakarta, the explosion at the JW Marriott Hotel in Mega Kunjan Business Complex, south of Jakarta. It was a suicide bombing, a senior minister said on Tuesday. This is the actual article out of the Jakarta Post. It goes on to have the national police and others saying it's definitely a suicide bombing using a car. And then you move on to the other articles that report the four bombs going off. Now, here's the interesting article. Jakarta police knew hotel was a target. Jakarta police seized documents last month showing terrorists were planning an attack in the area around the Marriott Hotel, where 14 people died yesterday in a suicide car bomb. Investigators were sifting through the wreckage today for clues, and said detectives said they plan to release a sketch of one of the two men believed who have brought the minivan used in the blast. But again, they're ignoring the four other blasts. And it goes on to report on that. Now, here is the San Jose Mercury News on this today. Jakarta police had anticipated attack. Police on Wednesday said they had seized documents last month showing terrorists had planned to target the area around Jakarta's Marriott Hotel, where a powerful car bomb a day earlier killed as many as 14 people and injured 150. Now, wait, the first report said, and the eyewitnesses all said, 4 to 5 bombs, but now we'll just ignore that. Security forces had increased patrols in the Marriott area in response to the seizure, but the precautions weren't enough to prevent the suspected suicide attack, which underscored the continuing threat of terrorism in the world's largest Muslim nation. There was a warning that there were some targets, and we had been anticipating an attack, said Jakarta police spokesman, who, like many Indonesians, used a single name. He said that the documents were seized in the central Java town of Samarang last month when police arrested 7 alleged members of the Jamia Islamia. So what happens is you grab some poor teenagers, the government carries out the bombing, and then they'll hang them. Here's another one. U.S. planned withdrawal of Indonesian staff hours before blast. And this is out of the Jakarta News. Hours before the powerful blast in Bali, island went off. The U.S. had reportedly announced a plan to withdraw its administrative staff from Indonesia for security reasons. So you have these two stories interconnected with Bali and with Indonesia. It's the same story over and over again. The Washington Post Daily newspaper reported the U.S. government had threatened to withdraw all its staff from Indonesia if Indonesia's security officials were not serious, about revealing the terrorist network considered to be a threat to U.S. citizens' safety. Washington has, in the past few weeks, been urging Jakarta to take action against Muslim groups that claim were linked to terrorist network. And the government warned them, and they didn't do enough, and then the bombing went off 4 hours after our people were pulled out. Man, I tell you, Washington's good at predicting this stuff, aren't they? And it goes on to say, yesterday's blast, however, may prove to be just the evidence Washington needed to force Jakarta to come down hard on Muslim civilian groups in the past. Analysis did not rule out the occurrence of deliberate violence across the archipelago to provide a pretext for U.S. intervention. Meanwhile, Indonesian House of Representatives Speaker Akbar Tanjung said that he regrets the U.S. government's decision. And again, it says the U.S. government ordered its employees and embassy staff to pull out of the Marriott 4 hours before the blast. Very astute timing. Again, U.S. embassy canceled the booking of Marriott Hotel 4.5 hours before the explosion. U.S. embassy canceled the booking of the Marriott Hotel before the explosion. There was something interesting happening just hours before the explosion shocked the JW Marriott Hotel, Mega Kunjan, South Jakarta. The U.S. Embassy canceled the bookings of 10 to 20 rooms in that hotel. The cancellation was at 8 Western Indonesian time Tuesday, or 4.5 hours before the explosion. This information is from employees on the Marriott Hotel who refused to be identified. He explained that the booking was made several days ago. The U.S. Embassy guests were planning to stay for 3 days, and the ceremony was planned on Wednesday. And there's other articles here that they checked in, but the government men checked out. Yeah.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a road map to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Sharon lost 28 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I have arthritis, and I have a thyroid problem and blood pressure, and Vim and Vigor has really been a blessing to me. I've lost 28 pounds and counting, and I thank them very much from the bottom of my heart.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, things are getting very messy right now. You've got masses of Bush's cabinet fleeing Washington. We've got the Saudi Arabians accusing the British government of carrying out the bombing to destabilize the region. You've got the U.S. government with its employees who checked in hours before the bombing, then check out just a few hours later. The eyewitnesses report massive bombs going off, the fourth being the largest. And now the U.S. government says, see, you better follow our orders now, as if the government hasn't been following the orders for 60, 70 years. You better follow our orders in Indonesia and arrest and kill more people. I mean, Indonesia killed millions of its citizens, and it's admitted it was all generated by the Indonesian military with our government and the British government killing people and blaming it on the nationalists, on the communists, on the liberals, on the anybody who wasn't with the official military party. You're a terrorist, we're going to kill you. And that's all they're doing, they're setting it up here. It's death squads, folks. And that's what Homeland Security and the National Police are. That's what the SWAT teams are. They're setting up death squads in America. It's in Patriot Act 1 and 2 to be able to come and kill you and never even tell people why they killed you, never charge you, never indict you, never arrest you. I mean, this is textbook classical tyranny. We're going to take calls, and I got a bunch of other news we're going to get to. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Jeff in Missouri, welcome, sir.
How are you, Alex?
Fantastic.
Yeah, things are definitely heating up, and I've come to the conclusion, and I want to offer the suggestion. It's something that I've been doing for quite a while, and also offer it to your listeners, because right now we need to gather as much intelligence and information on what's going on a local basis as well as a national basis. So because of that, whenever I go anywhere, whether I'm going to the store or I'm driving to Kansas City or whatever, I make sure that I have an operational camera, either digital or just a regular camera, and a fully charged camcorder with a fully charged battery and a set of binoculars, because it's going to come to a point in time when we need to call in, get the documentation, whether it's the pictures or the video shoots, pass that on to you, because you're pretty good at analyzing intelligence, because we definitely need to keep our eyes open and be able to document whatever we see on the road.
Well,
whether
folks send me footage of Marines kicking down doors in Dayton, Ohio, and so-called drills. They send me footage of black helicopters all above their city and explosions. Yeah, and then the news articles. And I just want to thank the listeners for sending us this. And these are all probing attacks to train us and acclimate us that all of this is normal, and that is important. But everybody, for the record, for the future generations, when university classes are being taught about how we defeated the New World Order, about how we defeated the revolutionaries that tried to destroy America, it's going to be important to have records of what really happened and of what developed in this country.
Well, not only that as well, but before they decide to drop the hammer down, they have to, because of the logistics involved, they have to be able to pre-position, and we need to know what size convoys, where they were headed, where they were seen going, at what time and what date, so we can get a good approximation and be able to analyze the information and possibly see where their gathering points are and where their rally points are, because it's important to have that information, because when it hits the fan, we need to be able to know and operate and make choices based on the intelligence we have.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
You
bet. And we're going to come back and take more calls. If you'd like to join us, 800-259-9231. And we'll get to the other folks that are patiently holding. Does anybody want to comment on the Saudis saying, hey, we'll release the four banks that run the terror? Does anyone want to comment on the Saudis going, hey, you're the ones blowing stuff up, so don't blame it on us? Does anyone want to comment on the news articles that are now coming out of the talking point memos going around to all the mainstream media of how to spin the news and how to lie to the American people? Well, it's obvious they've got these memos. It'll be the three news channels with the same top story, with the same inflections and the same words, with the same advertisers, and they admit that the big radio networks, especially Clear Channel, have their talking points and their neocon memos and their staged events. I mean, we're living in a very serious time, folks, and people need to get their head outside of the sand and outside the box and really see the big picture. A bunch of other news I haven't even hit on. We'll cover when we get back, and we'll take your calls. as well. Bush article here prepares everybody for a Porsche draft. It's all coming up when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black.
Toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My friends, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to your reality check, where we take a closer look at how the government in the world really works and that the powerful forces that are totally ruthless and cunning that use the mainstream media to turn us into mindless, giggling idiots that accept whatever propaganda is spewed at us. We're trying to get you to wake up to the Orwellian nightmare we're entering so we don't have to go any deeper into it, folks. We got to back out of this now. We got to wake up and get involved now, my friends. Yes, this show is scary. Yes, the things we talk about are bizarre, but it's true. It's documented. It's worse than I say. There is no way to accurately articulate the full horror of the New World Order, my friends. It's too many experiences, too many facets, too many levels and echelons, too many mechanisms to ever even try to begin to pronunciate. Oh, my goodness, we're about to go to Merle and Scott and many others that are holding. Here's just some of the news that's coming up. Again, top story yesterday, top story today. There's a big blackmail war going on. The Saudis are releasing documents that British MI6 is carrying out the bombings to destabilize things, and frankly, from all the evidence I have, that's about a 99% probability. I mean, I'm sure of it, from past activities, from what they do in England, to the history of Saudi Arabia, who founded it, the eyewitnesses, who owns the companies, BCCI, Bank of Credit and Commerce International, funding the terrorists, the money laundering, the rest of it. But they say they've got the documents. Also, turns out the government had inserted a team of, it looks like 20 people or more, into this Marriott. They pulled out just a few hours before the blast, and maybe it's just a coincidence. They just so happened to pull them out when they were going to be there for two more days. And they say they pulled them out because of the threat. That's happening, and of course it turns out that the Bali bombing, they told the Taiwanese not to warn the Bali's government about the bombing 2 weeks before. That's all admitted, so we're supposed to forget about all this. Like, it was big news in Australia, you know, headlines, the government knew and let it happen to get Australians behind the war. They didn't let it happen, don't be stupid. They did it. I mean, the echelon group of countries, as I call it, because they don't all just run echelon together. They run all the different social services programs, the gun-grabbing programs, the ID programs, the DARPA surveillance face-scanning systems. It's all the same junk in the same order. And the five countries are UK, Canada, U.S., New Zealand, Australia. Those five are on the same track. And one country might be a little bit ahead of the other on a few of its programs and behind compared to the other country on some others, but it's the same program. The names of the programs are identical or just slightly different. They're administered by the same international boards. It's happening. It's happening right now, folks. So let me just hit on some of the other news we're going to be covering. It's all really important. Bush picks a new Selective Service Director, and it says in preparation for a new national draft. Oh, man, that's just real nice. GOP bills push legislation, regulation of foreign workers, and This is what Vicente Fox and Putin and Jiang Zemin have asked for, as well as the Indian president. They want their workers legalized, and they want them shipped in here en masse, and the GOP says, okay, we're going to issue them ID cards and make unlimited immigration legal. Now, we've had the different groups on about this. It is a fact, unlimited legalization of all immigrants. And if you're here illegally, you just go in, they give you a ID card, or they accept your matricula, whether it's Polish or Mexican. And folks, that's unlimited. So whether you're Hispanic or white or black or a northerner or a southerner or a westerner, this is going to hurt you and your family, hurt your wages, hurt the economy, hurt the environment, but it's going to help the elite, destroy the middle class, create a giant underclass. And if you were a truck driver getting 30 cents a mile, well, you're already getting 20 cents a mile now because of the illegals. They say that's going to drop down to about 10 cents a mile. Almost every company is shutting down factories, firing people for good, moving it to India, China, Mexico. Mexico's even imploding, and people are, because the jobs are going to Asia. And so all those illegals are coming up here now. The service companies across the board are shutting down. So it's just horrible. Absolutely horrible. And it's going to get worse and worse, but don't worry, you're going to have your new government job where you've got to go dig ditches for them a couple days a week. And then they'll put some Pan-American creds on your multi-pass, you poor slaves. I mean, we're all really in for it, folks. You think NAFTA and GATT have hurt so far? Get ready. Just get ready. I'm really upset. I'm very upset. So GOP bills push legalization. That's legalization. GOP bills push legalization, regulation of foreign workers. And basically legalizes all the illegals and then offers them to get an ID card through our government. There are over 6 billion people, folks. They're all coming this way. There's 20 million new births a year in Latin America with giant highways being built and factories to suck the populations right up to our border. And they're being trained that America is to be broken up and that we are to not have a Second Amendment. And they're going to pull the lever and take in the voting booth as if the touchscreens weren't bad enough. Folks, you're ready. They're going to tell you it's a democracy. You voted to not have a Second Amendment. You voted to not have private property rights. You voted. That big mass of third world is going to be there as a gun pointed at your head. Just remember, as things get worse and worse, don't worry, you'll have your new racial pride, though. Kind of like the French separatists, it'll be a nice breakup. And then, of course, there'll be rioting and race war. They've planned all that. The Ford Foundation has funded that. And then UN troops are going to come in. They've already got UN advisors on the border and filling into city councils and griping at people and giving them orders. And the UN is overseeing that Canada isn't being nice enough to immigrants when they roll out a red carpet. And it doesn't matter. You know, the GOP says, hey, we're getting rid of the border completely. And you say, we don't want that. Democrats and Republicans don't want it. They say, we don't care. By the way, we're coming after your guns. Did we mention we're conservative? GOP bills push legalization of illegals. Defense Department funding brain machine work. This is out of DARPA, and it's worse than the gambling. It's worse than total information awareness. This is admitted frequency systems that control your mind, that make you pass out, make you get giddy, cause extreme pain, and they say it's going to be deployed. Part of it's already been deployed. They're now announcing. This is out of the Post and Courier, out of Charleston. And I've told you about this over the years, off the documents, government documents, but here is in the paper, and they say for your safety, they're going to have cell tower arrays up that are going to just beam your mind and make you behave. You're having trouble believing this. I mean, they just announced they're going to bet on dead soldiers. You know, they only get money if they die, though. You know, they got all-seeing eyes saying the government's going to watch you for your safety, on their website. Well, by the way, DARPA's announced little mini robots that are going to drive around on the streets watching you. Remember in Star Wars, little robots that roll around on the ground tattling and running back to the stormtroopers on the Death Star? They look just like that. They're just going to roll around in buildings and roll around the streets and spy on us. And don't kick them or touch them or bump into them, or there'll be criminal charges. They've got mainstream news articles directly from DARPA on this. Oh, yeah, they said 10 years ago they wanted face scanning cameras. They're now up. They said they wanted all these drones. They're now in the skies. Well, they say they're going to have little robots, and you better, yeah, the robots are going to be asking for ID, folks. So just to supplement our police officers. Again, we've entered total vortex twilight zone. Who is up next? Okay, I don't know who I got. All right, folks. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a minute. All right, Merle in Kansas. Go ahead, Merle. You're on the air.
I heard a report on a Nebraska radio station on Monday that 70 cameras are being installed on Interstate 80, which extends about 450 miles from across the state of Nebraska.
Well, everybody's just now learning about the cameras. Those things are hooked into face scanning software. They read your license plates. They scan your face through the windshield. DARPA admits. DARPA put up hundreds of microphones in Austin. And now they're going to put up arrays that can knock you out if they want. They say on the roads, just for your safety, knock out pulse generators, literal mind control. Doesn't that sound like freedom?
The purpose of these is supposed to be for prospective travelers to find out about the weather at various places.
Okay, the federal plan says that it's to be sold to you to, quote, neutralize opposition under the guise of traffic and weather. But we now know they admit it's being used for law enforcement hooked into control grids and was designed from the beginning for that by DARPA.
Who's paying for these?
We are paying for them.
Federal government?
The feds say states, if you want your highway funds, that's money they take from us in the beginning, Merle, you've got to give us money to do this. Then they give us money back, a supplement, and then the state pays for half and the feds pay for half.
In other words, the highway funds are paying for this?
Yes. It's been mandated that everyone have a national ID card, driver's license with biometric face scan, thumb scan. It's been mandated that face scanning cameras be at every key intersection. They're now in neighborhoods in Austin. They now have them internally on quiet streets. You'll see them rotating, aiming at homes, microphones affixed to them. That's the next wave you'll be enjoying in your area.
What could we do to cut this off or head this off?
Well, in polls, most Americans don't like the cameras. In polls, and it's constitutional, people don't like the open borders, 89%. In polls, people are pro-gun. Plus, it doesn't matter what the poll says. We're a republic. We've got that Second Amendment. But they don't care. I just read where the GOP wants to, quote, make all the illegals legal. It's the biggest amnesty ever seen, carte blanche from ever. And we'll thank them and call it conservative. I mean, it's that bad.
It's been interesting. You better get to a better politician than me.
What do you mean, a better politician?
I mean, some caller that has a better question.
Well, no, sir, that's a very important question. I just want people to know that folks are just now noticing the cameras. Look, in Austin, I'm not kidding, every side road, every little street, neighborhoods now. I mean, you'll be in a neighborhood, and there'll be five cameras at an intersection. And they're down at face level. And then DARPA came out and said, yes, we have a program called Battlefields at Sea. We've wired America with this. It's been a 10-year program. It is to control populations. And the control grid we put in America, that's been put in England, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, we're now going to put it in occupied countries like Iraq to control the populations. They then go into saying this will be used for anti-terror in America. Then you read the article with a local police quoter tying into the command base that's run out of the local FEMA Emergency Management Center that's federally funded with a federal liaison officer with county and city and state. Those are federal command bunkers. You look at them, they're built underground. with armored concrete pylons around them. There'll be four or five armored vehicles in the back with a state police office built onto it, with a nearby airport where the National Guard and Army are putting in helicopter helipads. That's Austin, Texas. That's all over the country. I mean literal stormtrooper garrisons in surveillance bunkers with their own power, hooked into solar power systems, with wireless relays, their own underground cable systems. I mean, this is a total demon grid, sir.
What does DARPA stand for?
It's the advanced. I've got to dig it out, but it's the Advanced Military Research System.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. It starts when you hear somebody talk about DARPA. They start with advanced. They never put the D on the end. But it's the Defense Advanced Research Agency. There you go. But and DARPA's everywhere. I mean, I got friends that work at the UT Psychology Department, and you go down there, and this is not hidden. This about half the building's classified, and I can't go in there. But the other half the building, it's just DARPA, DARPA, DARPA on all the walls. They fund 90% of it, and it's all mind control. All right, who's up next, guys? Scott in New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to get your opinion on a couple of things. I was reading that on August 27th, Mars is going to be closest to the Earth in 60,000 years.
Yeah, it's going to be the closest to Earth in 60,000 years.
We know how much these globalists are into the occult. I was wondering if you had any opinion about if that has any significance or not.
Absolutely. I don't believe in astrology. I don't believe in quackery. But the globalists, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Bush, Clinton, they got shamans. They're doing seances. They admit they run off of astrology.
Exactly.
I keep meaning to mention this. I'm glad you brought it up. With Mars, the closest it'll be in 60,000 years. That's in humankind's history, folks. In 60,000 years, these guys are totally obsessed with numerology. What that portends, the astrology. And that's why they're moving so hard, and it is very dangerous. Go ahead.
And do you think that they would celebrate that day with another attack? I mean, is that what you need to be looking out for?
I don't make predictions on things like that when I don't have enough data, but I have to admit that reading about it and seeing it over the last year, that we've been worried about August 24th when it will be the closest to Earth it's been in 60,000 years.
Right. I had one other thing I wanted you to comment on. I was reading Rick Lacey's analysis on Prison Planet this morning. He says that they're going to be basically spreading the independent, democratic, capitalistic, consumer-driven economies. That's what they're going to be spreading around the world. I was wondering how you felt about that kind of counter to the whole Prison Planet idea. I'll hang up and wait for the break.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll be right back with the answer and more calls.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearm prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Folks, I know I start ranting and raving because things get so bizarre, but the Boston Logan Airport and four other airports, they put brain scanners in. And it's a high-powered MRI. And it scans the surface of your brain. And if your brain shows a classic pattern, which every brain is different, folks, but a general pattern of being upset, of being aggressive, of having a lot of tension, you're going to be questioned. And then they call you into a room with another scanner, and they ask you questions, and if the brain shows concern at certain questions, oh, then you must be a terrorist. Now, they've proven the old lie detector test is a fraud. So now they're just moving on to bigger black boxes that no one can prove either way and going, why the wizard, says you're guilty. Now, the witch doctor has cast down the tea leaves, or read the guts of this boar. That's how they do it in the olden days, and says you are the traitor. And of course, the witch doctor was told by the king, hey, I want this guy convicted, and the idiots believe in our quackery, so go out and tell them that which you've read the tea leaves. And so that's what they're doing now, just the tea leaves. The MRI says you are hiding something. And I've got articles here where DARPA goes, that's not enough. We're going to deploy systems that make everybody happy or make them sick or kill you. And we already know this has been tested around the country, folks. This has come out in bills and documents. We know they have this. They can just send out a electrical wave at a certain residence and make you pass out, make you start laughing, make you, they've done tests that are declassified, make you again, using the restroom all over yourself. They can make you do whatever they want, folks. It's not like mind control where they send a beam out and make you go start your car and drive it off a cliff. No, it's just general things. They can make you collapse. They can make you start laughing. They can make you die, have a heart attack, go into seizures. And here it is, mainstream news. Oh, yeah, we're going to deploy this. See how crazy it's all gotten? And DARPA's got little robots that are going to fly around and drive around, little drones, you know, just little drones the size of a bread box, ground vehicles, unmanned ground vehicles, and they're just going to drive around face scanning and assisting and reporting back. Isn't that nice? Folks, come on. This is out of control. And the average person still has no idea about this, but when they finally see one rolling down the street, it'll be for everyone's safety. You know, aren't those cute? Of course, they open up and hit you with one of these waves and make you fall down on the ground flopping around dead from a heart attack. It's real cute, isn't it? This can be all be run off computer programs where a tiny group of elite criminals can run things. And that's what Road to Tyranny gets into. That's what Masters of Terror gets into. That's what Police State 3 Total Enslavement. You need to get my new films. You need to make copies. You need to give them out to people and educate America now, folks. And your purchase supports this broadcast. Don't wait. Get my films. Get my book. Go to InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Don't procrastinate. Call and get the films right now as well. 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait, folks. Call, get the videos, go online, order them. Alert the people, the real threat to humanity, the globalists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled.